Happy, beautiful day to everyone around the world. You're listening to the Music Power Hour. I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloan Wainwright.
And today we're celebrating family. That's right. Musical families, the greatest musical families of all time. We're going to have a funny, fantastic, and a family member here today. We have a wonderful guest. Sloan's big brother, Loudon Wainwright, is here. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good to be here.
We're celebrating family. So we're just going to say this. Take a deep breath in. Because today is about you and your family. Wherever you are, we want you to relax into the music that we're going to send out to you. We're happy to be here in New York City. It's a beautiful day here. The flowers are blooming finally.
It is. It's finally
nice. The sun is out.
Yes, the ice blobs are gone.
Absolutely.
It's a miracle. The shad trees are blooming, which I do believe means that the shad are running in the Hudson River.
That's right.
Yeah.
So wherever you are around the world, whether you're in Korea, in Japan, in Australia, Africa, or here in our backyard in New York City, we're going to have some great family music. And these are songs from families that sing together and create music together. There's lots of families who sing separately, but we decided to put a show together about songs that families that actually create music as a unit. So there's so many bands that we could have chosen from today, but we just put a lineup. Yeah, and you guys have sent in some great songs, so we've compiled them. Here's our first song. Sloan, why don't you
set us all? Yeah, let's listen to the Allman Brothers doing Jessica. So that is, let's see, that's Greg and Dwayne. Rest in peace.
This is an instrumental piece from the Allman Brothers Band, and I think it's great to start off the show because it's all about just creating notes. It's just about the notes, not necessarily about the words, but it's about the notes in this song.
Yes, the energy of the music, for sure.
Yeah, and just being together and just putting different chords together and jamming together, really.
Yeah, so what do you think about this family thing, Austin? Do you think it's in the DNA, pockets of the genes? You know, families that play music together, bad.
I have to tell you, Sloan, I went online, I went on the internet, the www.
You did?
And there's this site that said, you know, for decades there's been debate about whether we inherit our skills or learn them, nature versus nurture, right? So there's an argument for the latter with musical families. You find them everywhere, often crowded around pianos or jamming. Some families, though, not only play amazingly, they change musical histories, and they put six families on this list. They put them into different categories. They had the pop genre, which was the Jacksons. They had the classical genre, which were the Bachs.
Yeah, amazing.
They had jazz, the Marsalis family.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
And they had rock, which were the Followills from Kings of Leon. And for folk, they have the Wainwrights.
Did they really list the Wainwrights?
Absolutely. Hey. You rank up there with the Bachs, the Marsalis, and the Jackson Five.
Better than those darn Bachs.
So I just think it's amazing. And so here we are, you know, you and your big brother, we're celebrating your family and all the musical families that are out there. So I don't know. I think, you know, if we think about music and how people are born into families, or whether or not you believe that you're born into a family, or if you've chosen
your family.
What if you're adopted?
And
there you go. We need to look that up. We need to Google that, maybe. If there's an adopted family that also, you know, is musical. But that makes sense, because I think that also you can learn by...
That's the nurture thing.
Yeah, that's the nurture. The nurture. Yeah, that is the nurture thing. So it's not always necessarily DNA. It just could be proximity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here's another band that created wonderful music together. Here's Van Halen's Jump. Halen. Those are from the family. We have Eddie on guitar and Alex on drums. And
both
I know
very cute boys.
And I know his son is now joining the band now and doing some noodling in the background.
Helping dad. Yeah, that generation thing, it really is amazing the way, we all keep
I think
kind
it's
of
fun to play
older.
Music. I think really, if you talk about your family, Loudon, I mean, that your children saw you playing. And they wanted, they wanted to be part of your life. So I think, did you teach them? Was that part of
when you were going around? Well, in the case of three, I've got four kids, but in the case of the three eldest kids, the first three kids, their moms were musicians too.
Mm-hmm.
So they were, in terms of they were bombarded with nurture. There were banjos and guitars and pianos and fiddles lying around.
Right.
And so music was... I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Right.
Well, they didn't. And then Kate, the mother of Rufus and Martha, paid for piano lessons, at least for Rufus.
Gotcha.
So she will.
Definitely nurture.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just in part of everyone's life. It just was there.
Yeah.
They couldn't help but.
A natural thing to do.
Bang on pots and pans like mom and dad.
I mean, but in the case of our family, I mean, Sloan's a musician and I'm a musician, but our parents, our mother supposedly couldn't carry a tune.
She right, but she was a great birthday. Dancer.
Yeah.
Well,
she was very, musical, you know what I mean? Physically.
Yeah.
Like she responded.
She loved music.
To music. She loved music.
And our dad loved music and wrote a couple of songs and could kind of play the piano a little bit.
And your father was a great writer.
He sure was. He was a great writer. And that's a kind of music unto it.
Absolutely. The spoken word.
Words.
So we're celebrating families here on the Music Power Hour. Let's listen to some more great music. Here is Shout.
Well, you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will.
Shout.
Wonderful. That's O'Kelly Isley, Rudolph Isley, and Ronald Isley. You're listening to the Music Power Hour on Thursday, April 24th. And we're here in New York City, and it is a beautiful day, and we are celebrating family today.
Yeah.
And we are also celebrating and nodding in the direction of great musical families.
That's right.
Yes. So thank you so much for joining us. And please do go to our Facebook page, like us. And that Facebook page is the Music Power Hour with Austin Merola and Sloan Wainwright. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear about your ideas for future themes or just let us know how we're doing.
Or call in at 877-480-4120. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear your questions and thoughts about what we're doing and how you're doing, most importantly. And you can also go to our websites. That's giftsfromaustin.com, giftsfromaustin.com, or sloanwainwright.com, and let us know how you're doing. You can download our music, buy our music, and
we're
also,
jumping and we're
Sloan,
shouting.
Before we jump into the last song in the segment, talk about your big.
Okay, you guys are going to be hearing a lot about this. I'm about to launch a Pledge Music campaign, and you're listening to Sloan Wainwright talk about that. And Pledge Music is a fantastic fundraising platform that helps bring artists and fans together. if you go to my website, SloaneWainwright.com, which Austin just mentioned, you can find out more about the campaign, which starts tomorrow, April 25th, 2014.
Awesome. And
awesome.
I just remembered tomorrow, April 25th, would have been my parents' 49th wedding anniversary.
Speaking of family.
I know.
Happy anniversary.
Just, like, thinking about that. It's
wonderful.
That, it's that week.
49th?
49.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good
1965
number.
1965 was when they joined hands.
Yes. Wonderful.
But
and speaking of joining hams. Oh, that was Easter. Sorry.
Joined ham.
And family, we're so excited because my brother's here at Loudon Wainwright, and you're going to be hearing more from him in our second segment.
I'm excited. He's going to be playing his live music, and we're going to be talking to him and asking him some questions about
family.
So wherever you are, we hope you're having a good time and celebrating your own family, whether it's a family of one, a family of cats, dogs, and yourself, or a family of plentiful. We're just celebrating you and all those that you love. And I think before we jump off, here's another great family.
Some more dancing music.
That's right. Here's Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. We're having fun here on the Music Power Hour with Austin Sloan, such a great artist with us. Sloan's big brother, Loudon Wainwright, is going to be performing next. Stay tuned right here on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you need a business plan that can guide your company's growth? Covenant 7 will help bring the changes you need. We are small business consultants, and we pay attention to the details you may miss. Our coaching and consultant services are guaranteed to lead to right growth for your business. Call us at 917-833-4860 for a no-obligation free consultation. Check out our website at www.covenant7.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Music Power Hour. That's the Jackson 5.
Oh my gosh. Can you name all of the Jackson 5, please?
I could name some of them. Okay, I know Jermaine, Tito, Michael,
Maurice,
Irving, Larry, Dewey, Louie,
Curly.
Curly, Mo, and Shep, right?
Oh, you're listening to the Music Power Hour here. I'm Sloan Wainwright.
And I'm Austin Merola.
And we're here celebrating family today and musical families. And we are so excited because my brother, Loudon Wainwright, is here sitting across from me with his guitar. And what can I say? Loudon Wainwright III, Grammy-winning traditional folk music singer, songwriter, and actor of film and TV. Now, my brother has had a long and illustrious career, highlighted by 26 albums. The album that's going to be released this July will be number 26. He also had a 2010 Grammy. Oh my gosh, my brother won a Grammy. I'm so excited about this. For Best Traditional Folk Album, which was named High, Wide, and Handsome. The Charlie.
Which features Sloan Wainwright, among other things.
We sort of made that a family thing, right?
Yeah.
Which was great. That was very beautiful and generous of you. Thank you. I mean, I could go on and on and on. He's had Grammy nominations in the past, and I can name these records. His most recent recording, Older Than My Old Man Now, was named one of NPR's top 10 albums of 2012. Loudon is perhaps best known for the novelty song, oh my goodness, this
yeah,
is
man,
in your
you
bio.
Know it.
Dead
you know
Skunk!
It Dead Skunk!
And for being on MASH, playing Captain Calvin Spaulding. Are you ever going to live that down?
The singing surgeon.
His songs have been recorded by Bonnie Raitt, Johnny Cash, Earl Scruggs, Kate and Anna McGarrigle, Rufus Wainwright, and Mose Allison. So many others, I have to say. And you know, there's so much more to say about Loudon, but let's just get going. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being here on our family show.
Well, happy to be here.
Yeah, we're going to grill you, but why don't you play a song for us?
All right. Well, speaking of family, Rufus, you all know about Rufus. He's
Who's
very
that?
Big in Kuala Lumpur. With you cats and kittens out there in Kuala Lumpur. Rufus, just to give you an idea of how old I might be, Rufus turned 40 last July. So here was a birthday tribute song I wrote for Rufus. It's called I Knew Your Mother. I knew your mother, let me be clear. We were lovers before you got here. So don't forget that I knew her when love was the means and you were the end. I still remember somebody who was amazing and crazy and somewhat like you. I fell for your mother. Love made me a fool. We were into each other till it came off the spool. Folks choose their parents, some Buddhists say. Maybe you picked us and we were your way. In the biblical sense, I knew your mom. Und it wasn't all Sturm, und it wasn't all Drang, und there was some calm. Having a father is the most dangerous game, and when dad takes a powder, it's always a shame. But I knew your mother, and your mother knew me. And as long as it lasted was how long it could be. Today is your birthday, and if truth be told, it has to be said now, we're both a bit older. Yeah, happy birthday. But I wanna be clear, I loved your mother, and that's why you're here. I knew your mother, let me be clear. We two were lovers before you got here. So don't forget that I knew her when
was the means and you were the end. Love was the means and you were the end. I knew your mother.
You're listening to the Music Power Hour. That was Sloan's big brother, Loudon Wainwright III, singing his song, I Knew Your Mother. And beautiful song, beautiful lyrics. So here we are.
Really great.
And we're celebrating families wherever you are around the world. And so, Loudon.
Yes.
Talking about you and family, and I mean, we have Sloan here. So I think a lot of our fans want to know what gave you the idea, because you came in your family where your father was a writer, and then you started performing and writing music.
Yeah.
So where did that come from? Did you just have I saw someone and you were hanging around your friends?
Yeah, our dad was Loudon Wainwright Jr., and he was very well known as a Life magazine columnist and editor. He had a column in the magazine for 3 decades called The View from Here. So he was primarily a writer of prose, you know, he was a journalist and a columnist and an essayist, but he loved music. He had a great record collection, very eclectic. You know, we listened to those classical music, a lot of Broadway show tunes, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Frank Lesser, but he had a Joan Baez record. He had a Lead Belly record. Louis Prima, you know, kind of goofy New Orleans stuff, Kid Ory. So I think that his love of music and that particular record collection at least had a big effect on me. Mm-hmm. I mean, growing up listening to all that music. And our dad also wrote a couple of songs, including a great song called Handful of Dust, which both Sloan and I performed from time to time. So he was a huge influence.
And you started playing guitar. I mean, I remember as a kid, you were playing with bands. And how old were you when you picked up the guitar?
Well, actually, here's another connection with our dad. He had in the 50s, he had a friend in Los Angeles called Terry Gilkison, who's
that's Eliza's dad.
Eliza's dad, Eliza Gilkison's dad. Terry Gilkison was in a very popular folk group. And he wrote songs like the All Day, All Night, Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
the Wild Goose song. He had a couple of hit records. Anyway, he gave my dad a guitar, a nylon string guitar, which my dad kind of tried to learn how to play and then gave up. And that was my first guitar.
I had no idea.
Wow. So basically, my dad said to me, our sister Teddy and our brother Andy, Sloan hadn't been born yet, but said, here's a guitar, who wants it? And being the oldest, I kind of elbowed them out of the way, grabbed the guitar.
How old were you?
I was 13.
That's amazing. I didn't know that story.
So you were probably about 3 then. But yeah, that's how it happened. And that was my first guitar. And then
you couldn't elbow Sloan.
I was like, goo goo. Yeah. I just was watching.
Then in boarding school, I had a steel string guitar and was in folk groups. And folk music, of course, was a big deal then.
Right, right.
The early 60s with Bob Dylan and Dave Van Ronk and, you know, Jack Elliott, who was a huge influence on me.
So, did it come easily to you? Was it like, yeah, I want to do this?
I wasn't trying to be a writer. I was trying to be I was just singing other people's songs and old jug band songs and folk songs and a few Dylan songs. So there was no pressure. Our dad was a writer. He was kind of writing for him was difficult. You know, he had deadlines and so writing didn't look like much fun. But playing music seemed like a lot of fun.
Did you take lessons or did you just learn from the ear?
I took about 3 lessons from a guy called Mr. Fredericks at the Mount Kisco School of Music.
Are you listening, Mr.
I'm
Fredericks?
I'm putting in a plug for Mr. He's probably shuffled off.
You had 3 lessons.
But I mostly learned. I had a teacher in boarding school who taught me some stuff, and I learned. I can't read or write music. I just learned by ear.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, we're celebrating family, and we have Sloane and her big brother here. So we're celebrating you and your family and Sloane and her family. And we're going to hear some more great songs. And coming up, we have another live song from Loudon. So you got to stay tuned. And we have a special game we're going to play with him. So you have to be part of that. But here is another great song. Here are the Bee Gees, Staying Alive. You're listening to the Music Power Hour with Austin Merle and Sloane Wainwright. You're listening to some of the greatest family music out there, and we have some more great live music with Loudon Wainwright III, so stay tuned to TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Austin Merola.
And I'm Sloane Wainwright.
We're the hosts of the new Thursday morning show, The Music
Power Hour.
At 11 a.m.
We're going to have fun.
And shine the light on all aspects of music.
And its limitless healing possibilities.
We're going to invite artists to share their songs and play live.
We'll be listening and talking about great music from yesterday to today.
So you're invited to share in our musical conversation.
Your ears will be delighted with the sound of music.
And our voices. Join Austin.
And Sloane.
Live Thursdays at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern, at TalkingAlternative.com.
Do you need a business plan that can guide your company's growth? Covenant 7 will help bring the changes you need. We are small business consultants, and we pay attention to the details you may miss. Our coaching and consulting services are guaranteed to lead to right growth for your business. Call us at 917-833-4860 for a no-obligation free consultation. Check out our website at www.covenant7.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Our phone number.
That's the amazing Roaches, Maggie, Terry, and Suzzy Roach. Fabulous. We.
That's right. And they're also part of your family.
Yes, they are.
By way of Loudon Wainwright III, who is our guest today.
Yes. Suzzy and I have a beautiful daughter.
Yeah.
Lucy Wainwright Roach, who yes. also happens to be an incredible musician.
Absolutely.
Songwriter. Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're moving down the line. We're talking
an amazing family tree.
We're talking about family today, for those of you out there around the world. We're celebrating you and your family. And today we're celebrating Loudon Wainwright III and Sloan, who's their, you know, brother and sister, and Loudon's family. An extended family.
Right, and all great families.
And all great
music.
Families in
yes.
music today,
yes.
absolutely.
Yes, yes.
And we have a caller out there. Is there a caller out there?
There's a caller out here.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi.
Susan,
we're
how are
calling.
You?
How are you today?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
How are you
I'm
and your family?
I'm doing very well.
How are you and your family over there?
Yeah, I was trying to ask if Loudon was doing a quest because I love the red guitar song.
Are you in Kuala Lumpur?
I am. I'm in the Brooklyn porthole of Kuala Lumpur. It's true.
I don't. Yeah. I need a piano to perform a red guitar. So sadly, I won't be able to fulfill your request.
But you know, another song that you wrote that I really liked that Sloan's played for me a couple of times was the one where the guitar was too long and you went to check it in Durango.
Oh
and
yes,
you did this whole
that's
loop
song
you
called
kept
Susie.
And back in Durango because I come from Colorado. It's just like one of the best songs. It's very well done.
It is one of the best songs ever.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
it's very good.
Thank you.
Are you and Sloan going to sing together, or all three of you going to sing together?
I don't know. We'll have to see, Susan. Anything can happen.
Oh,
it's radio.
Well, listen, I'm so glad to hear you, and next time maybe we can get to arrange so you hear the red guitar song.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
You guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
for calling.
Thanks so much for calling.
Sending lots of love to you and your family.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So we're here with Loudon, and we want to hear some more live music. So here is Loudon Wainwright III.
Well, you know that we got some grandchildren in this family of ours.
Woo-hoo!
And some grandchildren on the way.
Just call me grandma, okay?
Are you talking about that?
Yeah,
Sloan's going to be a grandma.
Yeah, I am.
That's right.
When is that blessed event?
Baby's coming in July, my first grandbaby.
Then they've already named him, right?
Yes, it's a little boy and his name is Miles George.
Oh, nice. I have three grandchildren. Martha Wainwright, my beautiful daughter, has two boys, Archangelo and Francis Valentine, and then Rufus. Who knew? Rufus has a beautiful granddaughter called Viva. So this one goes out to the grandkids and grandkids on the way, en route. It's all in the family, that's no lie. Even stays that way after we die. Leaves, branches, twigs on a family tree, and the forest can be hard to see. Mother and father are in charge, and the brand new baby will loom large. Brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts. It's a family life, so take a chance. It's a work in progress, can't you see? And the why, wherefore is a mystery. When the family fights, ain't no next door. No one wins in a family war. And there's that thing it's all made of. Dare we sing that the thing is love. Love heals heartache and familial pain. And what family is not insane? I ask you. And a kiss at the wake, the wedding, birthday, bris. At the function, let dysfunction rule. No shallow end in the family pool. We gather for the holiday and pray for a quick, safe getaway. No one so close, nothing so real. And the smallest thing is the biggest deal. That so and so did such and such. How can you love someone so much? Forgive, forget, and finally see the forest from the family tree. It's
all in the family, that's no lie. Even stays that way after we die. You forgive, forget, and finally see when you get to hold the new baby. Viva!
That's Loudon Wainwright III right here on the Music Power Hour, and we're celebrating family.
Yes.
Greatest musical families, including yours, out there.
Pretty amazing.
And
it's
right here.
Quite amazing. I have
a
question for my brother. So, brother, I love hearing in the other segment you told us about the guitar. I didn't know that. So when did you start writing songs? What was the inspiration behind that? I know that you were inspired by...
In the late 60s, I actually went to San Francisco for the Summer of Love and sold my guitar to take yoga lessons.
How embarrassing.
Like a good hippie. And then that turned into an experience where I was... you were mentioning this old song of mine, Samson and the Warden. I was busted in Oklahoma City in early part of 68. For possession of an illegal substance known as marijuana. And so I had to, our parents were living in London in those
years.
Yeah,
I was there. Yeah.
You were there. So I wound up living at our grandmother's house in Rhode Island, and I started to work in a boatyard. And one of my coworkers was this grizzled, gnarled lobster fisherman called Edgar.
I remember this, actually.
And, I got to know and like him, and I was visiting with a friend in Cambridge, Massachusetts, who had a guitar. I did not have a guitar then, although I remembered my guitar chords, and I picked up the guitar and wrote my first song, which was called Edgar.
Right, I remember hearing that.
It's not a very good song, but I never thought I would write songs. But there I had written a song, and then the next week I wrote three songs.
Wow.
I found the portal opened.
I found my vocation.
Wonderful.
Stumbled on it.
There you have it. The
yes.
beginning.
I know.
There is
I
a beginning.
It. Are we
going to
play
going.
A game now?
Let's play a game
right.
with Loudon.
Are you ready for a game?
These are greatest family singers that are, we've compiled a list of songs. So here we're going to start with the first song.
So
you have
how
to
do we
name.
Play the game? Oh, we have to name. We have to name.
Name the family. Of singers.
Well,
that's the Von Trapp family.
That's right.
Very good.
Our family has also been referred to as the dysfunctional Von Trapp family.
I wanted to start with that because I just...
Because you want to see us dance?
I just want...
To you and you and you.
I just want you to see the flit and flat around.
Right. Where's the marionette? Oh, I know that. That's Ramblin' Man.
Name that family. There you go.
They were already in the show, right?
I know.
Hey, wait a minute. They can't be in the show twice.
Really, we need to name the people who have a bit of the show.
I know.
The Osmonds.
Our producers. We got to get on them.
Oh, here's another one.
There you go.
Oh, I know who that is. This is a great family in music.
What does your brother think? Who?
James Taylor.
There you go.
Yeah,
Livingston
so there's
Taylor. Kate Taylor. Kate,
yeah.
Alex Taylor,
Alex,
who's
yeah.
no longer with us.
Really?
Yeah. He passed on. From Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Oh, that's right. And this is Carolina in My Mind, which is his family song. Wow. A lot of wonderful musicians in that family.
It's a beautiful song. And then...
He was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way.
The Andrews Sisters.
Oh. You're good at this game.
Oh, I'm...
Laverne, Maxine, and Patty.
One of them just also kicked. The last one died recently.
Everybody does.
We just... There you go.
Now, were these guys related?
Okay.
This is another one of those great R&B. This is Cool in the Gang, babe.
This is definitely Cool
They're
in the Gang.
They're completely unrelated.
Yeah, Robert and Ronald Bell.
The Bell Brothers, right.
Yeah.
Come on, babe. Celebrate.
Well, this is just, if you go to any party, this is a song that immediately, or at least in the 80s and 90s, we put. Now it's probably a lot different, but.
Okay.
And then we got a little bit slower. We're going to slow the mood down. But this is a family...
Isn't this the Ozzy and Harriet people?
Well, these are brothers, and their father was a really famous singer. This is the Nelson brothers.
Oh.
And Nelson...
They have really good hair.
Yes, they did have very good hair.
Yeah,
I think they've had it since.
Well, Ozzy Harriott was a great band leader before he was a TV star.
Right.
Really? Did you know that in Kuala Lumpur? I don't think so.
We know that now.
I think in Korea they knew that. There you go. Oh.
Pointer Sisters.
No, yeah.
No. Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight.
But that's not a... Not
that was
a,
good.
They're not related, are they?
You know, actually, the original Pips.
Meryl and Brenda Knight are part of
The original Pips.
Yes.
That was her brother and then two cousins, or her sister and two cousins. I wrote down.
So says the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, Bubba, her brother, and then the cousins, Edward and William.
There you go.
The Pips.
There you go.
Here's the point.
You actually could just call
These girls are pretty amazing.
This is big hairspray hair group. Pointer Sisters.
June, Bonnie, and Anita.
And Ruth and Isa.
This is,
there's
wow.
Five,
this is really good music to, like, wash a floor to.
That's right. And then we get to go back in time.
Dream. Everly's.
There you go.
Best harmonies ever.
I mean, them also, the last of those, one of those guys died this year.
This year?
So we're talking about families and the idea that under the same roof, families that dream together and then create together. That's what we're celebrating. Families that put chords and songs and words together in a musical pattern and a geometric
idea. Express themselves
and
that
express,
way, right?
Yeah.
And occasionally who don't talk to each other.
They don't want to talk to each other.
Be over here.
They're just going to sing. Don and Everly hated each other.
Did they really hate each other?
Yeah. And so did the Sherman Brothers, who wrote Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
God,
they only came together to write
that?
Music.
What do you think, like, I mean...
Can I imagine not talking to one of my brothers or sisters? You bet I can imagine.
But, like, to work with them? Just because they're going to make money,
hell.
Right? And they can...
Yeah.
You guys could write a great album together. Who are you kidding? You guys would be great. Well, we're going to be back with more great music about families and hear another great song from Loudon. You're listening to the Music Power Hour. Here's a little bit more from our family vault.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait.
That's the Beach Boys. You're listening to the Music Power Hour. I'm Sloan Wainwright.
And I'm Austin Marola.
And we're celebrating family and musical families. And let's see now, the Beach Boys, that was Carl, Brian, and...
And their hateful cousin, Mike Love. Carl, Brian, and Dennis.
Dennis, right.
Right, and right. And the only one alive in that group is Mike Love and Brian, of course.
Right.
And then there's Al Jardine. I don't think he was related.
No. It's pretty amazing.
And somebody called Bruce, too.
Well, Loudon, tell us what you're excited about. What's happening?
Bruce
what's
was
new?
A neighbor. which is not the same as a family member. But family, I'm excited about in June, the last three Monday nights in June, the last four Monday nights in June, June 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. I've been developing a show for 2 years called Surviving Twin, in which I take some of the writing of our father, Loudon Wainwright Jr., and combine and connect it with some of my songs. And it's a show called Surviving Twin.
Yes.
I did it down in North Carolina last September, and we're going to put it on this place called the West Side Theater, which is on the corner of 43rd Street and 9th Avenue. On three Monday nights, free admission.
Oh, you must be there, people! You've
write
got
that down,
to see
people.
This play. It's amazing. I've seen it, and I can't wait to see it
it's
this
been
new
changed
incarnation.
A lot and hopefully improved, but so that's a family event, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Wonderful, yeah.
So
and your
go
new
to
record
his website lw3.com.
That's right, website very important. And yes. This man's name is Loudon Wainwright the Third, my brother. So you want to do a song?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Well, the Everly Brothers actually had a big hit with this song, but so did, Roy Orbison. It's a Bootlow Bryant song. It's called Love Hurts. And boy, can families, the love and the family thing, that can hurt.
Yeah, it can. It's kind of worth it.
And then there's the love of a pet, of course.
Oh, duty.
Sloan's beautiful cat passed away yesterday.
No. Yeah.
Speaking of love. Love hurts. Love scars. Love wounds and mars any heart not tough or strong. Take a lot of pain, take a lot of pain. Love is like a cloud, holds a lot of rain. Love hurts. Love hurts. I'm young, I know, but even so, I know a thing or two. I learn from you. I really learned a lot. Love is like a stove, burns you when it's hot. Love hurts. Love hurts. Some fools talk of happiness, togetherness, blissfulness,
true. I know it isn't true. Love is just a lie made to make you blue. Love hurts. Love hurts.
How do you like that out there in Kuala Lumpur?
And Mexico. Don't forget about the Mexicans.
Guy in Mexico.
Our Hola. Family in Mexico. That's right. That's Love Hurts. That is Sloan Wainwright and Loudon Wainwright III singing a beautiful song together.
Celebrating
on our family.
Show.
Yeah. And we want to just make sure that everyone knows, if you want to go and catch Loudon out where he's performing and see some of his free shows or some of his paid shows, go to lw3.com. You can also check out where Sloan's performing at sloanwainwright.com and go to her her fantastic new site and
find out about the Pledge Music Campaign.
Pledge for her.
We're
going to
make this new record together.
That's right.
You are listening to the Music Power Hour. We're having a lot of fun today with our fabulous theme, family, yeah, and musical families.
That's
we're
right.
We're so happy that my brother Loudon Wainwright III has been here to join us and have fun today. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks
I
for
really
coming.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And remember, you guys are all our family. That's why we call it the Music Power Hour, because the music that we celebrate on our themes brings us all together. And without our families to enjoy and be part of, including yourselves, it wouldn't be possible.
Where
so
would
I want to leave
be?
You with some final thoughts, some auspicious words of the day. So here we are. Today, we celebrate the family. As we finally enter into the middle of spring, hear the idea of the offspring for family. A mother, a father, and their children. A group of people living in the same house under one roof, including parents, children, relatives, and servants. That's the antiquated definition. Today, it just has to do with all of your relatives, tribe, or clan, under many roofs, many houses, or huts, or teepees, wherever you are. The idea of family keeping together is an important lesson. It teaches the youth about sharing, community, becoming part of the bigger whole, not about being egocentric. Although, ironically, if you break the word family into two, you get fam, which is something familiar, and then comes fame. An idea about notoriety and celebrity, standing out from your family. The groups and artists we celebrated today took the family and created a tremendous musical world together with each other and set forth messages so that the oral traditions of their family will continue on and on. I do believe that a family that creates together has a large propensity to stay together in the end. Some people out there around the world may not have to be born into the families where you want to follow in their footsteps, and that's okay. And there are so many parents who want their kids to do something different than them as well. There is a flip side. The truth is, we find our family no matter what. Wherever you are, you will find your family. The people we choose to be with in the end, that's your family. If you happen to share the same last name, then you have a lot more in common. However, what is important is that you want to share the music inside and around you and with those you love and want to be with. That is the perfect family medicine. So wherever you are, we want to send you a lot of family love from our family to your family. We want to thank our producer, Sam Leibowitz, Janice Taylor. We send you lots of love.
Love you, Janice.
And we want to send love to our fans, our friends, our families, of course, and to you. We love you.
Thanks for listening.
Stay tuned. Next week, we have a great show lined up on the Music Power Hour. And here's some more great family music. And also, want to thank Loudon Wainwright.
Thanks for coming.
Being here. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Sloan, we love you.
Love you too, Austin.
All right. Here's some more great family music. Here is Heart.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloan Wainwright.
We're the hosts of the new Thursday morning show, The Music
Power Hour.
At 11 a.m.
We're going to have fun.
And shine the light on all aspects of music.
And its limitless healing possibilities.
We're going to invite artists to share their songs and play live.
We'll be listening and talking about great music from yesterday to today.
So you're invited to share in our musical conversation.
Your ears will be delighted with the sound of music.
And our voices. Join Austin.
And Sloan.
Live Thursdays at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com. It's the way.
Join us for Planet Heart's 8th Annual World Peace Earth Day Celebration on Thursday, April 24th, from 5 p.m. sharp to 10:30 p.m. There will be panels on world peace and Mother Earth with live performances, food, and exhibitors. That's Thursday, April 24th, from 5 p.m. sharp to 10:30 p.m. at Sabud Chelsea Center, 230 West 29th Street. Doors open at 4 p.m. For tickets and information, go to planetheart.org or call 212-222-5432. That's 212-222-5432. See you there.
TalkingAlternative.com.